Bakerloo Billions to be billed to Southwark? Before it's decided which way the Bakerloo line could go, down the Old Kent Road or through Camberwell and Peckham, or both, the Mayor of London has implied that Southwark might be picking up some of the bill for the £2.6 billion project. At a London Assembly meeting last week, Boris Johnson said the extension's destination would be decided by a public consultation, starting on September the 29th. He urged the boroughs affected to come to the party and say how they'll help us to finance it. "We're looking for support from the boroughs that it might arrive in," he said. Southwark Council leader, Peter John, who's always been a strong advocate of the route to Camberwell and Peckham, said the council had not received anything formally requesting a contribution from the borough, but if he did, it would not be dismissed. "We are committed to bringing the Bakerloo line further south and will consider all options to make this possible," said Councillor John, who said funds could possibly be allocated from the council's community infrastructure levy, which is paid for by developers building new homes in the borough. However, it's too early to say how much will be raised from new development, and the council has not yet decided what all of its priorities will be, he added. As the Mayor of London's infrastructure plan for the years 2015 released last year, the Bakerloo line extension is due to be completed in 26 years' time at an estimated cost of £2.6 billion. The final cost can only be determined after the route is decided, with a two-branch route likely to be up the final bill. MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, Simon Hughes, led a walk down the Old Kent Road on Tuesday to drum up support for his petition to back the two-branch option. "We're keen to add some more signatures to our campaign petition," he said, "but also to listen to what businesses have to say."